This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary with me, Callum.
And me, Finn. Today we're talking about large numbers.
Particularly how we say and describe them in English. Here's Anita, who's giving a talk to a tour group visiting Russia.
Listen out for the answer to this question. How many metres high is Mount Elbrus?
Russia is a land of superlatives. At over 6,500,000 square miles, it's the largest country in the world. And the total area of cultivated land has been estimated as a six-figure number, perhaps 500,000 square miles. Its mountain ranges contain Mount Elbrus, which at 5,642 metres is the highest point in both Russia and Europe. Of its rivers, which are in the hundreds of thousands, the River Volga, the longest river in Europe, is the most well known. And what about the people? Well, here's an interesting fact. The number of languages spoken in Russia is in triple figures. Yes, over 100.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
So that was Anita, and we asked, how many metres high is Mount Elbrus?
And the answer is 5,642 metres high.
Which is a good example of our topic today. When saying a large number, we always begin with the biggest number first. So thousands, then hundreds, then tens. Tens means numbers with two digits in them, like 42. Listen again.
5,642.
And the other point is that the number labels are always singular. So 5,000 and not 5,000s.
600. And not 600s.
Exactly. Now, notice that we don't connect thousands and hundreds with the word and. It's 5,600.
Not 5,600.
But we do connect hundreds and tens with the word and. So 642. And I think it's time for our first clip.
Russia is a land of superlatives. At over 6,500,000 square miles, it's the largest country in the world. And the total area of cultivated land has been estimated as a six-figure number. Perhaps
so we heard 6,500,000. Now, notice that we don't connect millions to thousands with the word and either. Or in this case, millions to hundreds
now,
of thousands.
Now, how did Anita describe
like
the figure
500,000? 500, she described it as a six-figure number because it contains six digits. We could also say it's a six-digit number.
Yes, we sometimes describe a number in this way to emphasise how big it is. And it doesn't have to be six. It could be a five-figure or a four-figure number.
Now, on to clip two.
Of its rivers, which are in the hundreds of thousands, the River Volga, the longest river in Europe, is the most well-known. And what about the people? Well, here's an interesting fact. The number of languages spoken in Russia is in triple figures. Yes, over 100.
So, how did Anita describe the number of rivers in Russia?
She said they're in the hundreds of thousands.
When we want to describe approximately what a number is, we can say it's in the tens, the hundreds, the thousands, and so on. Hundreds of thousands means at least 100,000 and probably a lot more.
So you could even say that a number is in the tens of millions.
There was also an interesting fact there about the number of languages spoken in Russia.
Anita said they're in triple figures. Now, that means that the number contains three figures, so at least 100. It's the same as saying the number is in the hundreds.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
And it's quiz time. Number one. How do we say this number? 8921. That's 8921.
It's 8,921.
Well done. Number two. What kind of number is 300,000? Is it A, a five-figure number, B, a six-figure number, or C, a six-figures number?
It's B, a six-figure number.
Correct. Number three. Listen to this number. 19,242. Is it A, in the thousands, B, in the tens of thousands, or C, in the hundreds of thousands?
This one is B, in the tens of thousands.
Excellent. How did you do? Very well done if you got them all right. There's more on this topic at bbclearningenglish.com. Do join us again for more 6-Minute Vocabulary.
Bye.
Bye.